This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We told you we're going to give you Nats tickets at 8 o'clock. Well, it's time now to call in. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to win opening day tickets to the Nationals. That's coming up Thursday, March 27th. They take on Philadelphia. First 20,000 fans get an opening day T-shirt for the complete national schedule. And tickets, visit thefandc.com. So call in now at 800-636-1067. 1067. So during the break, we were trying to figure out what we're going to do as a group for the NCAA tournament. A little bit different than the bracket. EB mentioned his buddies Vinny and Joe, and they have a pool where you pick six teams.
Yeah.
And the way that this works is you get points. Let's say you pick a team that is a four seed like Maryland, and they win in the first round. You would get 4 times 1, 4 points.
Right.
Then they win in the second round. You would get 4 times 2, 8 points.
Right.
And the whole point of the game is whichever person or group of people, because we're going to be a group of people, that has six teams that collect the most points wins.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty simple.
By my math, and I could be wrong, if you took a one seed and they won it all, I think you only get 21 points, right? Because you'd get 6 times 1,
right?
5 times 1, 4 times 1, and then all the way down. So it'd be 6 plus 5 plus 4. That's 15 plus 3.
No, the number of points change each round. So.
Oh, they've incentivized certain rounds?
Yeah, it's 1, 2, I believe it's 4.
Okay.
You have the text again.
Yeah.
I think I deleted it, but I think it goes 1, 2, 4, and it might go to 6 in the Elite Eight. And then I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, so then, because what I was going to say is if you only got 21 total points, if you just went,
don't even confuse it.
Then it's not even worth going with a one seed. But now it might be worth going for a one seed just because you want,
you want teams
to advance.
To advance, correct. You can take all the double-digit seeds you want.
How much is the sixth?
Round one is 1 point. Round two is 2 points. Round three is 4 points. Round four is 5 points.
Okay.
Round five is 7 points. Round six is 9 points.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay.
So it increases significantly.
Yeah.
All right. So we're each going to pick a team?
Yes.
Yep, that's what we're going to do.
So there is some incentive. That's the whole idea. It's a tremendous incentive to not necessarily just go around and just pick one seeds or whatever.
Yeah.
So
if you picked the double-digit seed and they got to the Sweet 16, well, you've done some serious damage. You got to get lucky. You got to get it real lucky for that to happen.
I'm going
to
lead it off. So we're going to do one entry, just $10. I think Vin said last year the winner got like $350.
Yep.
They could follow along if they want. They could do their own with their buddies. They're in their own office. Any variation of any pool.
One seed's going to net you 28 points if they win the whole blicky.
Hey, why don't we
the final?
Why don't we have some side incentive with us?
Mm,
game. The person who scores the most points, everyone pitches an extra $5. Okay. That person takes the pot.
I like side pot.
Sure.
Like side pots are fun.
That's fine.
Mine will probably lose in the first round, but sure. Sure. No problem.
All right, we can do that.
All right, so I'm going to lead off.
So is it $10 a man?
$10 a man. No, it's $10.
For the total.
Yeah, so it's like $50.
It's nice. Yes.
We're just doing a show entry.
We'll throw an extra $5 for the individual.
Yeah, so it would be like $6.50 for
every time. Yeah.
All right.
So I told you I'm going to take Yale. I think Yale is a 13 seed.
Yep.
Which gives you some indication, you know, that it's not like, they had to play in a play-in game or anything. Last year they beat Auburn in the first round. They have some wins outside of the Ivy. In the Ivy, they only lost one game all year. So I've watched them a decent amount. I know their roster pretty well. They've got two guys. One guy, Pulakidas, is their guard. He averaged almost 20 a game. He shoots 40% from threes. He's the one to watch out. He's the pink shoes guy. I call him Pinky. Okay. Pinky's very annoying because he would murder us typically. I've seen him go off for 40 before. Yeah. He's getting NBA looks, like second round free agent type looks already if you look his name up. And then they have an undersized forward, Nick Townsend, who's even more annoying. Okay. Mm. He's shooting like 49% from threes, but he's basically a under the basket kind of guy.
Yeah.
They have a little side. They have one big guy that can maybe neutralize someone. I just think they could scare somebody.
Sure.
They could scare somebody. Who do they play in the first round? I think it's A&M.
Texas A&M, yep.
So I'm going to take them. If they can win a round or two, that'll help us.
Very good. All right, that's a 13 seed.
A&M's got two really good guards. The best guards is kid Wade Taylor. He's really good. And they're coached by Buzz Williams, who's a great coach. So it would be... It would be a significant upset.
It would be a good upset.
It's not like A&M's a double-digit favorite. They're about 7.5, 8-point favorite. So Yale could do it.
They shoot 39% from threes as a team. Yeah. That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
You know, and that's what it kind of takes in the tournament. And their two biggest stars, I mean, all their top guys shoot like over 38%.
What pod are they in? Where are they playing that game? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know that.
I can figure that out real quick.
I have the bracket. I don't know.
And, you know, A&M kind of struggled down the stretch. They lost five of their last seven. They lost that tough game in the SEC semifinals to Texas. So, I mean, look, anything can happen. Double-digit team, double-digit seeds win all the time.
All right.
I don't see the location for the Yale-Texas A&M game. It's in the South region.
Yeah, I think that's where VCU and BYU are playing.
Oh, it's Denver. Okay. Yeah. They're playing in Denver.
Oh, Denver.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to go
mile high?
Takes, you got anybody? You got
I'm going to take the Terps, the 4 seed out west. Now, they're a 10.5-point favorite against Grand Canyon. They should handle them in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
The second round could get tricky because Colorado State is a sexy 12-5 upset pick. They're actually favored in their opening matchup against Memphis. But I think the Terps could do work against both of those teams and maybe make a Sweet 16 bid. Now, the problem for them is they're in the same part of the bracket as Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, who's one of the 1 seeds, one of the favorites to go deep. I'm gonna stick with the Terps, with the Crab 5
as a
4 seed out west.
I like your pick better than mine. By the way,
if they can make it to the Sweet 16, all right?
Yep.
If they make it to the Final Four, sorry. That's 44 points.
Love that.
Vicarious.
44 points.
How often, Jason, is a 12 seed favored over a 5 seed?
I mean, it's happened before, but...
That seems somewhat unusual.
I think if Memphis was 100% healthy, Memphis would be the slight favorite, but one of the best players is hurt.
Okay.
Hurt his foot, I believe.
Gotcha.
I like the 4 seed mentality, Cakes, but you need that 4 seed to take down a 1, and I'm going to tell you, I was listening to Jay Billis, and Jay Billis doesn't always go with the 1 seeds, and he kind of convinced me. He's got a Final Four with all 1 seeds, so you know what? I'll play it safe. I think if your 1 seed goes all the way, you'll net 28 points. So the 4 seed play, just to get to the Final Four, will beat it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take Florida, who a lot of people are saying is the best team. Give me 28 points to add to our pile.
If you're taking Florida, you have to show me a correct version of the Gator Chomp. Like, you can't show me the wrong version. So show me the correct version of the Gator Chop.
First of all, I didn't go to Florida, okay. But is it just this?
It is right hand over left, always. Bodhi taught me that. It's right hand over left.
I didn't know that was critical.
That's the thing. Like, if you go to a game in the swamp and you start doing this, I think they're going to kick you right out
and
of the
stadium. And do both arms move? Like, I thought maybe this one doesn't move and it's just the right.
I think left is stationary. Yes. It's just,
you had both kind of moving there, Case.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I had to work on my Gator Chomp. All right. But I knew that right over left is always the move.
By the way, would you do this as we make our picks? Joe P's wife bought a kayak for the little, in Florida they have all those little...
Yeah, we got a kayak for the tidal marshes. We're going to go out and those alligators.
She was in there kayaking in their neighborhood little, body of water.
Yeah, like a canal.
And definitely saw an alligator just start following her.
I would never ever do that. Like,
you would never go
sure
in again,
that,
right?
I would make sure that if I'm in some sort of body of water, that I'm not in a body of water infested by alligators.
Yeah.
But if you live in Florida, like, any body of water basically could have alligators.
You said return that thing. What are you doing?
I mean, it's craziness.
All right, who do you have? So JP has Florida.
Yep.
Jason, who do you want to go with?
I thought about going on a 5 seed or a 4 seed and just, kind of taking a chance to see if you could get to the Sweet 16 and get a couple of big numbers. So I looked at Clemson, but I also kind of want to play it safe. And I'm going to go a 2 seed in the SEC, and I'm going to go the Tennessee Vols. I really like their bracket. If they beat Wofford, which they should, huge favorites in the first round.
It'd be bitter if the guy that does the underhand free throws for Wofford upsets Tennessee in round one.
Well, that would be a huge upset.
You'll be salty.
And look, there's a lot of pressure on Rick Barnes because Rick Barnes has had really good teams wherever he's been. I think he's been to one Final Four. He was at the Elite Eight last year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a lot of pressure. But this might be his best team, and they've played really well down the stretch. So I like Tennessee. In the second round, they will get either UCLA or Utah State. I like that matchup as well. And then, Houston's the 1 seed. I think they're beatable. Tennessee can play really good defense and they're starting to score a little bit more too. So I like Tennessee in their region, as a 2 seed in the Midwest. So I would get
all
2 points for the first win and then I would get 4 points for the second win. All right. It's not a lot of points, especially if a team like Yale wins.
If Yale wins, I might be ahead of you.
Or if Maryland gets to the Sweet 16, but I think Tennessee can get to the Final Four.
All right. I mean, I'm definitely just donating my $5 because just getting a 13 seed is not going to go very far.
Hey, if they pull 2 upsets, that's huge points.
Let's go to the Bit Season boys. The boys.
Who wants to go first?
I'll let Drab go first. I'm still.
Are you guys sharing
still
your picks?
Pondering?
No, we need two.
No, we need six.
No, I know, but I mean, are you like sharing your brain?
We're just looking at the bracket, so you can't pick everyone. Can't be from the same region.
So we're not trying to get three teams in the same region.
I got you.
But we do have to have 2 teams from the same region, and I'll take the opposite end of the bracket or the region that Bish is looking at. I think there's an opportunity here. This isn't going to surprise anyone.
I knew this was coming.
I like Gonzaga. All right, hear me out. Gonzaga is an 8 seed. They're playing Georgia in the first round. I'm not even sweating that. Georgia, get out of here. Gonzaga's 6-point favorite. We're going to get 8 points off the bat. Houston, the second round. Oh, my God. Everyone's so scared of playing a 1 seed. Gonzaga is the number 9 team overall in net ranking, according to KenPom. And they're an 8 seed. Mm-hmm. Houston's a 3. They're not very far off. Gonzaga is 5-5 this year in Quad 1 games. Kelvin Sampson, playing top 30 KenPom teams in the tournament, is 2-6.
Ooh.
In that same time period, in the last 10 years, Gonzaga has won 13 games in Ken Palm's top 30 teams. Gonzaga can play with anybody. They may not win. They're going to play their asses off. And if we get that upset in the second round, we are stacking points, boys.
Like it. Like it.
16 points.
And then if we get to Sweet 16, who are we playing? Clemson, Purdue? Get them out. Who cares? Gonzaga has made 9 straight Sweet 16s. Just think about that.
Mm-hmm.
They've made it through the first weekend 9 years in a row.
Oh, I think it's good.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Are you sold? Yeah.
All right. So we don't have a team in the East, correct?
Mm, Well, nobody picked Duke. I know that. Nobody picked Alabama. Nobody picked VCU.
I feel like we need to cover some of the East. But my instinct inside of me is saying that North Carolina is going to make a run to make everyone look dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can just feel it in my bones.
Mm-hmm.
I see it coming. Ole Miss, yeah.
So you would get 16 seed.
No, you would get 11 seed. 11.
They're an 11.
Iowa State, I think isn't their best player injured too?
Yes.
So I could really see North Carolina making a run to at least the Sweet 16 with an 11 seed. But I'm gonna try and cover the East. I'm gonna take Wisconsin as my team. This isn't your Bo Ryan Wisconsin team where they just slow it down and play stall ball. They actually get up and down pretty good with Gard as their head coach. And I think they have a player of the year candidate in John Tonji.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really good. You'll learn a lot about him in the bracket. So I'm gonna go Wisconsin. They're a 3 seed.
Mm.
All right, so the there we go. We've got a 1 seed in Florida. We've got a 2 seed in Tennessee, a 3 seed in Wisconsin, a 4 seed in Maryland, an 8 seed in Gonzaga, and a 13 seed in Yale. We'll put it together to enter the contest.
Will you text
and then our
me
side
that?
Hustle.
Will you text me
sure.
that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I kind of like that.
Our side hustle.
You do?
I kind of do.
Oh, there's good. $5 a man to see who racks
you
up the most points.
Think we got a good shot at 350?
You get a first round win, you get a point. Second round win, you get 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
And you multiply that against your seed.
We have a nice blend.
Third round, you get 4 points multiplied against your seed. 5 points for the fourth round. You make it to the final four, you get 7, and then 9 in the championship game. Doesn't matter who wins it.
The
NCAA, gotta get to the championship
NCAA
game.
Tournament is just, I mean, it's awesome.
For gamblers.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
It's going to be good tomorrow because I think it's supposed to rain, right?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
I think so.
But even if it wasn't going to rain, it just doesn't matter. You're watching games.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, man. EB's playing golf like every day. Just look the way he's dressed. You get your money's worth out of that country club.
Absolutely.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on the show. Coming up next, we're going to tackle the 5 worst free agency moves in the NFC East.